All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently. By using more sustainable practices. By developing better technologies. We keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Welcome to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast, your weekly fix for all things mental health and wellness. I'm Brittany.
And I'm Germany. And not only are we besties, but we're your besties. You heard me right. It's homegirl vibes here.
Get ready for the girls to dish the real, the raw, and the fucking funny.
And listen, we may drag you, but it's always in love. Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, bookies and pookies.
Oh, a 2-for-1. The bookies and the pookies.
The bookies and the pookies.
Hey, y'all.
How are y'all doing? I know you're probably not used to hearing us here today, but we decided to bring you some bonus content because why not? I think you all deserve it.
I think so.
You know, I think they deserve it. Sweet treat of sorts. We're back on all platforms. Mm-hmm. We have lots to talk about, lots to say. And hopefully we have people who want to listen to what we have to say. I feel like if you're here, you do.
Yeah.
So this past month, we collaborated with Nike for their Talk of the Yard series. And we visited two HBCUs and had amazing conversations. So over the next 2 weeks, we're going to share those conversations with you all. They were really value-adding conversations, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I think that you all would be able to benefit from the gems that were shared in said conversation. So we're going to share those. You're going to get lots of bonus content from us around those conversations. And we're kicking off our first conversation with Summer.
Yeah.
Summer Brand, a queen.
Yes, a queen. Summer is very inspiring, like you said. And she just has a really great story to share. Anyone who is a young black woman or woman identifying person in college or at an HBCU will really find a lot of resonance in her story. And I think just generally being young women, you'll find a lot of value in learning what she has to say.
Definitely. I love speaking with Summer, learning more about her story, her journey. And we're just going to get into the conversation. Let's get it.
Association President. I was an advocate for on-campus students within my organization. What don't I do? I work in the Writing Center. I'm a Writing Center tutor, help people out every day. And just a little bit more about me. I'm from New York. I'm here, single parent household, shout out my mom. It was hard to get here. And I was very adamant about embracing my journey and embracing my opportunity, the experience that I have here in Winston, because I know that a lot of people didn't get this opportunity, but I do also know that I got this opportunity for a reason. So I became very heavily immersed in student leadership just so that I could get the most out of my college experience.
I love that. I really admire that you engulf yourself in student leadership, because when I was in college, I was just focused on getting in and getting out. Go to school, go to work, you know, go home. So what inspired you to become so involved in student leadership here at Winston?
So leadership was never anything that I was new to. I've been doing like student leadership since I was in high school. I've always shown leadership qualities all throughout school. But I knew that once I got to college, it was gonna be a little different. I knew it was gonna look different. I knew there were gonna be different things that I would be able to do. Now, I graduated high school in 2020. So I was right in the heart of COVID. I was right there. So my freshman year, I was in the dorm. I was in Covington Hall, just sitting in my room, chilling. And I said, you know what? I said, next year, if they open up campus, I'm gonna do everything that I can. That's exactly what I said. I called my mom. I said, Mommy, I wanna do everything. I wanna do every single thing that they have on this campus that I'm able to do. And that's what I did. So my sophomore year, I came in, I said, listen, what can I do? What org can I join? What can I run for? Where can I get involved? So I just came on campus, got involved. I met people. I spoke to people. I met my friends. I met my supervisors. I started in housing residence life. Shout out to y'all. Started housing residence life. I was a DA, so I'm able to, a desk attendant, so I'm able to talk to residents all the time. And after that, it just went up from there.
And she's really shared how proud she is to be here and how you guys feel like a family to her. So I love that you're sharing that. But as a change maker, what challenges are you most passionate about? Issues?
There are a lot. Definitely a lot. I would say my first one is advocating for Black women all the time, every time. That's always the first thing on my list, and that's advocating for Black women in any area and any avenue that I can. I'm currently an RA in a freshman dorm. Shout out Covington, shout out my girls at Team 1. And I tell my girls all the time that I want them to take my place every single time. I tell them I do the things that I do not only for myself but for those who come after me. Because I know I'm not going to be the last Miss Senior. I'm not going to be the last RHA president. I'm not going to be the last RA. I'm not going to be the last anything. And I want to make sure that I'm setting the example for those to come after me so that they can follow my footsteps and honestly do more than what I'm doing. And the only way that I can do that is by being the example that I'm trying to set for them. Yeah. So advocating for them, letting them know that I'm here for them. We are very close. And C1 knows that I'm there for them. And I'm holding down every single time. But definitely just putting our needs and just putting Black women at the forefront, because it constantly isn't done.
Yeah. A lot of times we are overlooked or missed, so it's nice when you can find a space where you feel seen, you feel heard, you feel understood. It's a lot of resonance there, so.
And I would definitely say, like, here on campus, there are so many, like, we are a very female-dominated campus. We have way more women
ladies
than we do.
Over there.
Okay. We have way more women than we do men. But even in that, just because there are many female-based organizations doesn't mean that everybody feels like they have a place. Yeah. So I definitely try to do my part to make sure that everybody feels like they have a place. And that's in making connections and making sure everybody feels heard.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to you for looking out for people other than yourself. That is so needed in community building spaces. And I'm hoping, like, so I have a little sister, and she wants to go to an HBCU so bad. She's like, I need to go to an HBCU. I want to be surrounded by my people. I want to be around people who care about things that I care about, who care about decisions that affect my overall well-being. So I would ask you, how has being a student at an HBCU affected your perspective when it comes to societal change and community impact?
Well, for one, an HBCU experience is so unique, and it is one that you cannot get anywhere else. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter where you go, no matter how many people that are there that look like you, there's nothing like going to an HBCU. There's nothing like going to a Winston-Salem State, nothing like going to a North Carolina Central. You know, it's nothing like that. Now, I'm a product of an HBCU. My mom went to A&T. We don't all make good decisions, but, you know, everybody has their own path, but... So HBCU, that was in my blood. I was born and raised around it. A lot of my cousins also went to A&T, still not making good decisions, but that's okay. So I just like your little sister, I was very adamant about going to HBCU, and it's one of the best decisions I ever made. And it's an experience that I want for other people, that I want other people to have. And just while I've been here, like, my leadership skills have been so poured into, and the woman that I am now, I give so much credit to my family. They did their job, they did their part, but there were so many things that I learned here at this university that I would not have learned anywhere else. There are so many different things that if I would not have came to college, maybe these are things that I would have learned, but I wouldn't have learned it in the way that I did. And I feel like coming here really gave me the outlook to say, like, wow, like, This is really what it's like. Like, yeah. This is who I am as a Black woman. This is what it looks like to be around like-minded people. This is what it looks like to make friends with people who have big dreams. Like, my friends dream so big. And I love them for that. Because they dream big, I dream big. Because I know they're not gonna be friends with somebody who ain't got no big dreams. They're not gonna be friends with somebody who's not trying to get on the same set that they are. So since they're doing their thing, I'm like, yeah, I gotta make sure I'm doing mine. So the HBCU experience is so, It's so special. Yeah. It's so special.
We didn't get a chance to go to an HBCU. We didn't go to college, but I yearned to go to an HBCU as well. And I'm just so grateful that your family, like, you have so many alumni that went to HBCU to, like, usher you into that space. Because I feel like, personally, if you don't have somebody who's like, oh, this is an HBCU, you'll end up at a state college, like your state, whatever that is. So I love that for you, and I'm glad that you spoke to that. How do you feel like this experience here as at an HBCU has prepared you to continue being a change maker post-grad? Mm-hmm.
Well, ooh, I love that question, because I can talk a little bit more. When I came to college, I was a nursing major. Mm-hmm. That's what. Came to college as a nursing major. I said, I don't want to do nursing no more. I want to be a business major. And I said, no, I don't want to sit at anybody's desk. I want to be a teacher. My mom's a teacher. So I said, Mommy, I'm going to do just what you do. She was like, girl, you don't want to be no teacher. I said, yes, I do. Why are you going to tell me what I want to do? And then I had to really sit and evaluate. I said, now, do I want to be a teacher or do I want to help people? Mm-hmm. Now, if I want to help people, I can do that in a very different way. Because now that I've immersed myself so heavily into student leadership, I got bit by the bug. Now, me and the director, we have our little thing where we say we got bit by the bug. Because he also went to school. He didn't go to school to do the stuff that he does now. But I got bit by the student leadership bug. Mm. And that's because of my advisors. That's because of my supervisors. That's because of my peers. I now want to go into higher education. And I want to give to an HBCU the same thing that my HBCU gave to me. I want to be that advisor. I want to be that director. I want to be that supervisor. And I realized I wanted to help people. And I wanted to make change in a way that would have a lasting impact on others, rather than kind of just like being in a classroom, like I have constantly different people all the time. Yes, I have a class 1 year, but I'm not gonna have that same class, you know, next year. Now I know that if I work in student affairs, I'll be able to have a little bit more personable connection with the students that I come across. And it's just so much, because the journey to get here and the things that you go through, and the way that you, when you know that you have a passion, and when you know that there's something that you want to do for others, and you know that you just have something that you need to share with other people, you just really need people around you to foster that and to help grow that. And I'm thankful that I have that.
It's always like influential people in your life that kind of help you move into the place that you're supposed to be. Right. And a lot of times it comes to advisors and family members. So I can totally see you being that for somebody. You're so passionate about this work that you're doing now, and I just see it going so much further than you.
I can't, too. I'm thinking, like, who can I
see
in the summer?
It's time to find out who runs the yard. Introducing the 2023 Nike Yard Runners, student leaders at our nation's historically Black colleges and universities, fearlessly inspiring change and boldly representing a rich legacy that started on the yard. Step into their world, witness their journey, and be part of the movement. Head to Nike.com or the Nike app and grab your school or yard runner gear now.
Hey Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR's got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast, it's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure, absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, But now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black stories, Black truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend. It's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now.
So, Summer, you have shared with us how passionate you are and how involved you are with leadership and showing up, community service, the COVID team girls. How do you balance and manage your stress in your student life? Because I can imagine that it can get stressful, you have a lot on your plate at times, and mental health is very important. So how do you balance the two?
Well, truthfully, self-care and like just making time for myself was not a thing until last year. I had a very, very, very hard year last year, like extremely hard. I was just going through a lot. There was so much that was going on just in my personal life as well as just in my academic life and then into my social life where I was just like, this is too much. I felt like I was worn so thin, and I've always, like, since I've been here, I've been so heavily involved. Like, I've been everywhere. Like, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm in this organization, I'm in that organization. And I was like, you know what? The way that I am, I can't just drop it. I can't, because I committed to it. And this is something that I said that I wanted to do, so I felt the need to follow through, which was fine, but I found myself being worn so thin. So I would say the first thing that I did, the first big change that I did was that I said no. I said, I'm not gonna do all of this this year, especially because it's my senior year. It's my last go around. And I said I wanted time for myself. I wanted time to enjoy my year. I wanted time to enjoy my friends, my family, my experience. And I knew I wouldn't be able to do that if I was pulled all different types of which ways. And now that I'm here this year, and I do have a little bit more time on my plate, and I have a little bit more that I can offer, I like to hang out with my friends all the time. I call them for everything. I'm like, hey, what y'all doing? What y'all want to do today? Y'all want to go out? Let's go out to eat. They be like, no, we don't want to go out to eat. I'm like, okay, well, what else we going to do? Let's do something else. And I just find so much comfort in them. They definitely get me through so much. And I would say maybe more personal, I lay down. I lay down. Because rest was something that was so scarce for me last year. I said I would not take advantage of being able to lay down and take a nap. I will not take advantage of that. And simply just have time to myself, even if I'm not sleeping, just being in my room. I tell my residents all the time, don't knock on my door unless you're dying. Like, for real. And I told them first day, I said, I am pulled 100 different ways. I will always be here for you all. Just text me first. Don't knock on my door. Because when I'm in my room, I like to be alone. This is the time that I have to myself. And I had to make sure that I made it a priority to prioritize myself.
Yeah, it sounds like you implemented some boundaries for yourself and the people around you. It's so easy to feel like because you have this abundance of what you want to give, that you want to pour it out. But if you don't fill your own cup first and you're left defeated and empty, and it's like you don't have anything else.
And that's exactly where I was. I was like, I want to give so much to everybody else, and I know that I have so much to give. But how can I give to other people if I'm not giving to myself? I can't give you all 100, and I'm at 0. Or I'm at 50. That's not enough if I'm trying to give you 100.
Yeah.
So how do you plan to continue to promote mental health and wellness as you continue to journey as Miss Senior and just as Summer, like outside of this?
Well, community has always been very important to me. And I know that mental health is a problem within our community, especially here on campus. Like, a lot of us are going through a lot of things, and there are a lot of people here right now who are going through a whole lot of stuff, but they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to put it out there. They don't want to make that connection. They don't want to say, hey, I need help. And I would say the first step that I did to advocate for mental health and to make that step towards making it a more candid conversation on campus was first, I did it. I asked for help. I told everybody, I said, listen, y'all. I told my friends, I told my advisors, my supervisor, I can't do it. I need help. Please help me. Help me do this assignment. Give me some time. Just like, let's just set some time aside to talk. Let's do something just so that I can make sure that I'm okay. And I will definitely say with my residents, like with our programs, we always start our programs with a check-in. And even if our program is talking about financial literacy or anything else, if you all want to talk for this hour and some change about what's going on in your life, let's talk about it. Because I'd rather us make that space for you all to feel comfortable enough to come to me, to come to your peers, to have that conversation, than for me to catch it on the back end and it's, oh, I've been going through this, I've been going through that. I tell them all the time, big problems started as little problems.
Yeah.
They started small at some point. So when they were small, well, when they are small, I need y'all to come to me. I need y'all to tell me now so that they don't become big problems, because big problems are way harder to handle than little problems. So definitely just making the spaces for these young ladies here on campus. And I definitely want to expand that. Like, as a senior, use my platform for good. Like, we're not here to just look good. Like, you know, we, real court always looks good, for sure. We always look good. But it's not about that. It's not just about that. Yes, we're here. Yes, we serve as the face of our class, the face of our university. But what is the impact if we're not doing the work that needs to be done?
And I love your generation for being aware of the need to create the space, because I know when I was in college, not to reveal my age, but it was a little taboo to talk about mental health. It's like, just go to school, graduate, do what you need to do. And then, like, school was such a small piece of life, like, when you look back. But I wish we would have had that space and that opportunity to really cultivate the importance of mental health and have those honest, transparent conversations with each other and let each other know, like, girl, I'm struggling too. Like, you know, I'm going through it too. I have things going on too. So I'm really happy that you're being the force to set that up. You know?
Absolutely. I just don't wait, like, people sometimes feel like that just because, like, you have a platform or you're within student leadership, and we talk about this all the time, all of us as student leaders, we have the conversation of, like, people feel like we're not going through stuff too. And we are, because we're all going through something. Just because I have my title or you have your title doesn't mean that you're exempt from feeling something. It doesn't mean that you're exempt from going through something. We're here at Winston-Salem State University. That does not mean life stopped for me in New York. That doesn't mean that. My mom's still going to work every day. My family is still up there living their life, doing things or whatever. Life is still going on outside of this. And that's something that I feel like we tend to forget, is that just because we're here, we're not just in a bubble. I know it may feel like that.
Yeah.
But once we go home, it gets real. I love going home, but home is different. It's way different than North Carolina. And to be there, it always brings me back to reality, to say, like, dang, it's a lot going on here. And there are a whole lot of different things that we need to do to make sure that we're still bringing ourselves back down to earth and stay like, listen, it's cool that what we have going on right here is great, but it's still stuff going on. And that's okay.
Yes. If you could give maybe one piece of advice for anybody here and whoever will hear this, a young student who's just beginning college and wants to aspire to be a change maker, mm-hmm. what would it be?
One piece of advice that I would give, it's hard to narrow it down to just
give us
very hard, very hard.
Couple pieces.
I would definitely say the first piece is to be yourself. Be yourself, be authentic, be true, be who you are, because I didn't get my position by being somebody else. That didn't happen. I was voted in because I was somebody. Like, that's what it is. Like, people knew me as the leader that I made myself to be. And because of that, that's who I am, and that's who people know me to be. Now, if I were to switch it up, be somebody totally different, start acting funny, they're not gonna like that. So you just gotta be yourself. Like, start off strong, start off as yourself. And especially if you start off on something that you are not, you gotta keep that up.
Right.
You gotta keep that up. If you start off saying, like, oh, I do this, oh, I do that, oh, I do this, oh, I do that, it may seem like people aren't checking for it now. Everybody's coming to collect. Everybody's coming to collect. You say, oh yeah, I do this, I do that, I do this in the community, I do that in the community, okay, so do it.
Period.
That's it, straight like that. And that's a second piece of advice. Stand on business. If you say that you on this and you on that, be on that. Because if you're not on that, somebody is coming to collect.
Yeah.
And that's just all that is. Everybody is always watching. Whether you think that you are somebody or you're not somebody, somebody's always watching, because wherever you are right now is not where you're gonna be forever. So what you do right now sets the tone for what you do later.
She said what she said. I love what community. Please keep it up. And we appreciate you sitting and speaking with us
today. Yes, thank you all so much.
What a great conversation. Summer's a really good girl, as you guys heard, as you all heard. Very inspiring. We knew that she would drop gems. And it was just, you know, a really great time being at WSSU. We were welcomed, and I'm just so happy that we were able to meet such inspiring people, such change makers.
I love the intergenerational conversation that we were able to have. Felt good speaking with one of our little sisters. So, Summer, we're wishing you the best. You all, if you enjoyed this conversation, please stick around because we're going to have many more like this coming over the next 2 weeks, like I mentioned at the top of the episode. And make sure you go get your Nike Yard Runners gear.
Yeah, in the Nike app. All the information is down in the show notes. We'll see y'all in a few. Love you.
Bye.